This is the Cambridge English Preliminary. Test 2. There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where did the man leave his camera?
Oh no, I haven't got my camera.
But you used it just now to take a photograph of the fountain.
Oh, I remember. I put it down on the steps while I put my coat on.
Well, let's drive back quickly. It might still be there.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. Which part of the art centre only opened recently?
In the heart of the city, the art centre includes a concert hall, cinema and an art gallery. The cinema is presenting a programme of films by younger filmmakers and is attracting larger audiences than ever. The open-air concert area is the new home to the City Orchestra with an exciting concert programme of new composers and guest performers, while the City Art Gallery has a major programme of exhibitions all summer. Guests can enjoy dinner in the popular restaurant and enjoy the wonderful views of the city and river.
2. Now listen again.
In the heart of the city, the art centre includes a concert hall, cinema and an art gallery. The cinema is presenting a programme of films by younger filmmakers and is attracting larger audiences than ever. The open-air concert area is the new home to the City Orchestra with an exciting concert programme of new composers and guest performers, while the City Art Gallery has a major programme of exhibitions all summer. Guests can enjoy dinner in the popular restaurant and enjoy the wonderful views of the city and river.
Two. What does the shop assistant give the man?
Excuse me, I bought this sweater here, but when I got home, I noticed it had a hole in it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yes, I see. Well, I can certainly exchange it for you. We have plenty more. Or would you like your money back instead?
Well, I'd actually prefer one of those shirts over there, but you haven't got my size. Oh, don't worry about it. I'll just have a refund, please.
Of course. We're having more shirts in next week if you're interested.
3. Now listen again.
Excuse me, I bought this sweater here, but when I got home, I noticed it had a hole in it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yes, I see. Well, I can certainly exchange it for you. We have plenty more. Or would you like your money back instead?
Well, I'd actually prefer one of those shirts over there, but you haven't got my size. Oh, don't worry about it. I'll just have a refund, please.
Of course. We're having more shirts in next week if you're interested.
3. Where does the woman feel pain?
Hello, it's Maria here. Just to let you know about my health problems again. I saw Dr. Jones last week about my knee and he told me to rest. It still hurts and he said if things don't improve I should go back and see him again. Honestly, it was my ankle a few weeks ago. At least my headaches seem to have gone for the moment. Give me a ring and let me know how you are. Let's meet for a coffee soon. Call me back.
Now listen again.
Hello, it's Maria here. Just to let you know about my health problems again. I saw Dr. Jones last week about my knee and he told me to rest. It still hurts and he said if things don't improve I should go back and see him again. Honestly, it was my ankle a few weeks ago. At least my headaches seem to have gone for the moment. Give me a ring and let me know how you are. Let's meet for a coffee soon. Call me back.
Four. Where must the woman go to buy dollars?
Can I help you?
I'd like to buy some dollars, please.
Do you bank with us? We only sell dollars to customers who have an account at this bank.
No, I'm a tourist. I'm just in the country for a few days. I just wanted to change some euros into dollars. What do you suggest I do then?
There's a currency exchange office at the airport.
That's so far away. Is there nowhere nearer? In a shopping mall, for example?
Sorry. There used to be an exchange office in the big department store in the mall, but it closed last year.
Now listen again.
Can I help you?
I'd like to buy some dollars, please.
Do you bank with us? We only sell dollars to customers who have an account at this bank.
No, I'm a tourist. I'm just in the country for a few days. I just wanted to change some euros into dollars. What do you suggest I do then?
There's a currency exchange office at the airport.
That's so far away. Is there nowhere nearer? In a shopping mall, for example?
Sorry. There used to be an exchange office in the big department store in the mall, but it closed last year.
Five. Which vegetable is used in all today's recipes?
On today's student cookery program, I'm going to show you how to make some really cheap and healthy meals. Forget about opening tins and think fresh. You can do wonderful things with tomatoes, potatoes, and I don't mean chips or fries, even cabbage. Yes, cabbage rolls filled with tasty rice and herbs. And the essential vegetable in all my recipes is the ordinary onion, red or white or brown. Colour doesn't matter. First of all, you need a sharp knife. So watch carefully and off we go.
Now listen again.
On today's student cookery program, I'm going to show you how to make some really cheap and healthy meals. Forget about opening tins and think fresh. You can do wonderful things with tomatoes, potatoes, and I don't mean chips or fries, even cabbage. Yes, cabbage rolls filled with tasty rice and herbs. And the essential vegetable in all my recipes is the ordinary onion, red or white or brown. Colour doesn't matter. First of all, you need a sharp knife. So watch carefully and off we go.
Six. Where is the meeting?
Do you know where today's meeting with the theatre director will be held?
I thought it was in his office. Let me check his online diary.
He did say he might hold it outdoors as it's so hot. But that's never a very good idea, as papers can get blown away. I hope it's in the staff restaurant. I could do with a cold drink.
Ah, here it is in the diary. He's arranged it down by the lake. You could take something to drink with you. Enjoy.
Now listen again.
Do you know where today's meeting with the theatre director will be held?
I thought it was in his office. Let me check his online diary.
He did say he might hold it outdoors as it's so hot, but that's never a very good idea, as papers can get blown away. I hope it's in the staff restaurant. I could do with a cold drink.
Ah, here it is in the diary. He's arranged it down by the lake. You could take something to drink with you. Enjoy.
Seven. How did the man want to pay?
You'd think that paying a bill would be easy. On tonight's Money Today, I'm looking at some of the difficulties there can be. The story starts with my own experience. Thinking it'd be simpler, I made the mistake of trying to pay a hotel bill in cash. Well, amazingly, they insisted on me using a credit card. I didn't have one with me, so had to get onto my internet banking site, using my mobile phone, to try and get my card details. Nothing's easy.
Now listen again.
You'd think that paying a bill would be easy. On tonight's Money Today, I'm looking at some of the difficulties there can be. The story starts with my own experience. Thinking it'd be simpler, I made the mistake of trying to pay a hotel bill in cash. Well, amazingly, they insisted on me using a credit card. I didn't have one with me, so had to get onto my internet banking site, using my mobile phone, to try and get my card details. Nothing's easy.
That is the end of part 1.